Welcome to Off the Cuff. I'm Dean Vitale, sitting next to our lifelong pastor, Pastor John Bell. And what we do here on Off the Cuff is we come up with a question, and that's the only thing that we discuss before we start. It's, what are we going to talk about? And sometimes I have a couple questions, and sometimes John and I both discuss questions. Sometimes we take a look at the world and say, how could this podcast help? And that's how we come up with this. So sitting next to me in our new facility is Pastor John Bell. Morning, John.
Morning.
We've taped a couple of these, and we're into that rhythm. And we're getting some great things, and I always appreciate it. How did this start? Well, John and I have been friends for a long time. And, you know, I would call him, he'd call me, and all of a sudden, it would start talking about, you know, God, prayer, maybe what I've been struggling with, and I'm calling him for advice. And then we would talk, sometimes for 10 minutes, sometimes for over an hour. And then John said, you know, we should tape these. And so everyone could listen. So that's kind of the genesis. That's kind of the beginning of this podcast. And we've been doing it for a while now. We took a break and we're back with original content and original podcasts. So John, this morning, let's talk about how is prayer related to spiritual welfare?
Warfare.
Warfare.
Yeah. So spiritual warfare is something that maybe our listeners aren't familiar with.
Right.
So spiritual warfare is it's warfare, right?
It's war.
It's war, but it's not in the seen world. It's in the unseen world, right? So there's stuff going on that we can't see with our eyes, but it's real. In fact, it's more the invisible world, which is right next door. It's right around us. It's here with us this morning. The invisible world is more real than the invisible world is more real than the visible world, because the visible world is passing away. I mean, we'll still be, when we reach eternity, we'll still have our bodies, but we'll be able to see in both dimensions, both the visible and the invisible. Right now, we only see in the visible. So there is, in this invisible realm, there's a battle taking place. Now, if you're not a believer, you've been captured. Mm-hmm. You've lost the war, but you don't even know it. Mm-hmm. Because you think to yourself, this is who I am, and this is how I think, and this is how I decide. And it's like, you don't realize. There are three forces that are working against all of us, believer and unbeliever. There's the world. And when we say the world, we don't mean the world of nature, you know, the world that we see. We're not talking about people when we say the world. What we're talking about is this worldly system. You know, it's this like system of evil that has been building since Genesis 3, since the fall, and now it's like syndicated. You know, it's like the best thing best illustration I have is it's like the mafia, mm-hmm. only it's much bigger than the mafia is the flamboyant example of the system, but it's in everything. It's in politics. It's in education. You know, it's in religion. Religion is a big place for spiritual warfare, because the devil is the master at religion, right? But it's in business. You know,
it's kind of like the pillars.
It's in every. It's in the pillars, right? Exactly. It's in all the seven pillars that make up a culture. So there's this whole system, and it basically is trying to control you. So when you're an unbeliever, it is controlling you. You don't know it because you're saying, no, I did it my way. It's like, no, you didn't. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
But once you become a believer, your eyes open up and you see that this world is evil. And so you begin to recognize that you are battling the world. The second one you're battling is, so it's the world, the flesh, and the devil. So when the Bible talks about the flesh, a few times it's actually talking about flesh, you know, your body.
Right.
But most of the time, it's talking about the old nature, the nature that you were born with, which we said on another podcast, right? That it means you are naturally predisposed against God, away from God. Like, you turn away from God. So that's that old nature. That's what it, because here's what the old nature wants to do. The old nature, I would compare to like the ego. You know, that you have this ego. And basically, everyone has this little kingdom between their two ears. And they want to be in charge. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's what the flesh. So you got, first you've got the world, which is this syndicate of evil. Then you've got this old nature that dies, right? When you come to Christ, it dies, but it doesn't go away. You know, it still fights. It's like, yeah. Die, you know, die.
Right.
And that's, you have to overcome that through the Word, through the Spirit. We talked about that.
A long time ago, John, we were doing something together, and I was in the audience asking questions. And the question from a lot of the guys kept coming back, and then I kind of recapped it about how Satan will continue to attack. And I was kind of looking for a map where he would stop. And I remember you kind of raised your voice and you said, Dean, it's never going to stop.
Right.
Satan will never stop.
He's relentless.
Attacking yeah. you.
Yeah.
And I still remember that.
Yeah.
And when I'm under attack, I just hear your voice yelling, saying, Satan is never going to stop attacking
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And then I have to go back to walk in the Spirit, because mm-hmm. I can't do it by myself.
You can't, on your own, you can't do it. You need the Word of God, and you need the Holy Spirit. And we're going to talk about that in a future podcast, like how specifically. So spiritual warfare, we're kind of just, you know, broaching the subject here. Spiritual warfare is the world, the flesh, and then the third enemy. So you have the enemy of the world, which is syndicate of evil. You have the enemy of the flesh, which is that old nature that you're born with, which is proud and haughty and always wants to be in charge, right? You always want to go back to that.
Right.
And then the third is the evil one, Satan, the devil. And he's alive and well. And he, as you said, he is relentless. He's not going to stop. Just because you become a believer doesn't mean he's going to stop. If what he's going to try to do is not only to get you to disappoint Jesus and you know, outright sin, he's going to try to make you ineffective. You know, because you're dangerous now to his kingdom. So he's going to try to make you ineffective in your testimony. And he'll do whatever he can. Discouragement is a big one for believers. So he'll try to get you to be discouraged or depressed, you know, and those kinds of things. And if he can do that kind of stuff to you, then your testimony, you're still a believer. You don't stop being a believer, but you just become ineffective. It's like you go to the infirmary because you know you've been wounded so bad. So you have the fighting of the evil one is in Ephesians chapter 6. It talks very specifically, beginning at verse 10, I think, and to the end of the chapter, and it talks about that we are engaged in spiritual warfare, actually in the heavenly places. In the heavenly places, it's not outer space. It's right here. There's a whole realm, an invisible realm, and you're engaged in that. So just to open this podcast, so we're going to do three more. Spiritual warfare is you now engaged as a believer in combat with the world. So you're going to, one of your enemies is the world. You need to recognize that the world is not your friend. It's the syndicate of evil is not your friend. The flesh, the old nature, is not your friend. And of course, the enemy himself, the devil, is not your friend. And so we're going to talk about, you need to overcome these And obviously you need to overcome them, as we said, through the Word and through the Holy Spirit. But we want to talk about how you use prayer specifically to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. And here's what's interesting. So I'll wrap up with this. Each member of the Trinity, you pray very specific prayers to each member of the Trinity to overcome the world and the flesh and the devil. So for instance, how do I overcome the world? Well, the world, the kingdom of this world, is fighting with the kingdom of God. And so the person who can help you with overcoming the world is our Heavenly Father. Like, if you read the Lord's Prayer, you'll see one of the prayers is, "Your kingdom come," because the kingdom of God is pitted against the kingdom of this world. When it comes to overcoming the devil, there's one person in all of history who went toe-to-toe with the evil one and defeated him every time. Like every time. Mm-hmm. I love after the temptation, it says, and Satan said, "All right, fine. I'm going away." Mm-hmm. You know, but it says, "But for a little time."
Right.
Because he showed up later in Peter. Yeah. You know, he spoke through Peter. And that's why Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And then what can help you overcome this ego, right? This old nature that you used to have, which is predisposed against God, the Holy Spirit. Like, as you live your life in the Spirit, there's a war going on inside of you between the old nature and the new nature. And the only one who can empower the new nature, is the Holy Spirit. So every day, Dean, I pray this prayer. I pray to the Father, then I pray to the Son, then I pray to the Spirit, to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You know, people often ask about prayer, and that's really good. Just recap that one more time.
So every day, yeah. You know, probably before I get out of bed. Sometimes I pray it like in the middle of the night, like the Lord wakes me up, and I, you know, because I can't sometimes stop my mind from like racing, you know, it's just like, and I am like, okay, Lord, I just need to, you know, so I always love this verse, and I remember it from the King James, because I know all my verses memorized through the King James, because that's what I grew up with. So, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." So I know to get to peace, you know, I need to put my eyes, focus on God, right? So I focus on, and to cast out my enemies, I need to overcome the world. So the Father says, "I can help you do that." I need to overcome the evil one. And Jesus says, "He's mine." Mm-hmm. I got him. How do I overcome the flesh, the old nature? And the Holy Spirit says, I'll take that. So that's how. And so I pray. And what is prayer? Prayer is a conversation with God. A lot of times it's direct, give me direction. A lot of times it's, "Lord, I love Peter when he walked on water and then took his eyes off the Lord and went for a swim. You know? And here's I call it the quickest prayer in the world. "Lord, save me. Yeah, like, right? Get to the point."
Yeah.
So that's prayer. Good. Prayer is a conversation with God. And let me close with it. I love what John Piper says. A conversation with God is not room service.
Yeah, good. right.
It's not, "We need fresh towels up here." Right? A conversation with God.
Croissants and some coffee.
Yeah. Conversation with God is, you're on the battlefield and you have your walkie-talkie. You know, you have whatever you're using to convey the message, and you're saying, "We need some help over here.
Yeah.
We need troops. You know, we need armament."
Yeah.
So think of yourself as being on the battlefield.
Yeah.
And you know what? Prayer, prayer is probably, everybody's prayer life isn't what it should be, including mine. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. So here's the bad news is in the heavenly realms, there's battle. Inside you, there's battle. And everything around you, there's battle. That's the bad news. The good news, God gives us. And I know John's going to laugh when I say this, but he gives us specialty. People that, well, not people, I'm going to say weapons that are specifically designed to help us mm-hmm. with every area.
Yeah.
Fair to say?
Well, I wouldn't say, yeah. I would say, no, it's like you're not alone.
Right.
So when I'm fighting the world, I'm not fighting it on my own.
So when you're calling for more troops, he's really going to send you exactly what you need.
Exactly.
Yeah, great. All right, we've been talking with Lifelong Pastor John Bell on our podcast, Off the Cuff. We appreciate you listening. We invite you to listen next time right here.